Now, we got down to verse 2 of chapter 1. We're not moving very fast. Now, let me read. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we are going to talk about this word grace a great deal in this epistle. And I'm going to pass by it with just a word or two. It was a word of greeting. And the word grace and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace was the Gentile form of greeting in that day. The word in the Greek was charis. Two men meet on the street. One would say to another, charis. I was walking down the street in Athens with a Greek friend of mine who was a missionary. And he spoke to several people as we went by. And I said to him, it sounds to me like you greet them with the word charis. And he laughed and he said, well, it's similar to it. So that apparently today it's still a form of greeting. Grace be to you and peace. Now, the word in the Gentile world, the pagan world, the secular world, was the word grace. Now, the word that is the religious word is the word peace. That is the word that you would hear in Jerusalem, shalom, grace to you in peace. And Paul has given both of these words a wonderful meaning. In fact, the matter is he's lifted them to the height. And the grace of God is the means by which God saves us. We'll see that when we come to the second chapter here, and I'll talk about it then. But you must know the grace of God before you can experience the peace of God. And Paul always puts them in that order. Grace before you can have peace. And today, you see everywhere the word peace. Of course, what they're talking about is generally peace in some section of the world. Our world peace is what they're talking about. But the world can never know peace until it knows the grace of God. And the interesting thing is you don't see the word grace around very much. You see the word love. You see the word peace today. They are very familiar words. They are supposed to be taken from the Bible, but they don't mean when you see it on a bumper sticker of a car. It doesn't mean there what it means in the Word of God, and we'll have occasion to call attention to that. Now, this peace is peace first of all with God, because your sins are forgiven. And your sins can never be forgiven until you know something of the grace of God. Now, the grace and peace is from God our Father, and He becomes our Father when we experience the grace of God and regenerated by the Spirit of God. And it's from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that is interesting. Doesn't Paul believe in the Trinity? Why didn't he say from the Holy Spirit? Well, the Holy Spirit was in Ephesus, indwelling believers. The Lord Jesus was seated at God's right hand in the heavens. So that we need to keep our geography straight when we study the Bible. A great many people get their theology warped because they don't have the geography right. And when we get that straightened out, it even helps our theology.